Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Tell me right now why you're leaving in the evening light. I never know if you're telling a lie, so won't you tell me just to tell me right now. I'm telling you to tell me right now, when you're gonna lay your head tonight. Ash to ash, sand to sand, now I'm not the kind of man to give you my backhand, but I'm telling you to tell me right now, where you gonna lay here tonight? Well, I'm begging you, please, can't you see him down upon my knees? I'm begging you, please, why would a woman be in such a tears? I never know if I'm getting through to you, so won't you tell me, just tell me the truth, and I'm telling you to tell me right now, where you gonna lay your head tonight? Ash to ash, sand to sand, now I'm not the kind of man to give you my backhand, but I'm telling you to tell me right now, where you gonna lay your head tonight? Alright. I think you better run. I'm shouting at the top of my lungs, and I swear I'm gonna get my gun. You can run, but baby, you can't hide. I swear I'm gonna tear your heart away. I'm telling you to tell me right now, where you gonna lay your head tonight? Last you ash, sand to sand, now I'm not the kind of man to give you my backhand, but I'm telling you to tell me right now, where you gonna lay your head tonight? That's right, where you gonna lay your head tonight? I'm shouting, where you gonna lay your head tonight?
That was Ben Aaron with "Where Are You Gonna Lay Your Head Tonight?" Hi, everyone. This is Carl Enbehalm, your host for the Minnesota Homebrew Music Show, produced at KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, and made possible through a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Born in 1987, Ben Aaron has been playing the guitar since the age of 10, finding his voice and picking up the harmonica were the last steps in becoming a true folk singer. Ben takes influences from the folk revival, country blues, and new Americana music that's sweeping the nation. We're doing double spins tonight, so here's Ben with another tune titled Apple Valley.
Oh, my darling, you said that you loved me, but you lied when you said you were true. I'll never forget Apple Valley and the half of my heart there with you. But I know that you loved me for a while. Your promise is spoken in my ear. I see from my eyes a fading smile, but I feel that you just don't really care. My darling, you said that you loved me, but you lied when you said you were true. I'll never forget Apple Valley and the half of my heart there with you. You tell me that you have found another to protect and defend the kingdom come. From now on I won't be a bother. From your door I can see the setting sun. Oh, my darling, you said that you loved me. But you lied when you said you were true. I'll never forget Apple Valley and the half of my heart with you. I see that sun tomorrow. I will talk till I find a reason why. I will sigh for the meaning of sorrow. I won't rest till the day that I die. Oh, my darling, you said that you loved me. But you lied when you said you were true. I'll never forget Apple Valley in the half of my heart there with you.
Our next artist calls Lake Superior's North Shore her home. Barbara Jean plays banjo, viola, and violin while singing her way through the center of heartache and change into the bright light of new beginnings. She's shared the stage with such luminaries as Trampled by Turtles. She has shared the stage with such luminaries as Trampled by Turtles, The Pines, and Jonathan Edwards. Her CD, The Great Escape, shines with softness, subtlety, and richness. Here's a tune from that CD, Barbara Jean with Joy.
Yeah. saddest thing of all is that I'm the one to blame. There's no It's my cock to one side, and as I travel the road ahead, I leave the nasty things you said. Cause my heart is marked with an arrow and a dart, and I'm doing all I can not to fall.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
With strong ties to their Southern heritage, the Riddle Brothers play an eclectic acoustic blend of Americana folk and original songs. Their musical roots originate from living in U.S. cities nestled along the shores of the Mississippi River, including Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Moline, Illinois, and Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. The band features a regular here on Minnesota Homebrew, Michael Riddle on guitar and vocals, Charlie Riddle on bass and vocals, and Mark Riddle on vocals. We're going to play a song from their brand new CD, which is titled Cotton Valley Store. This song is called Train to Dixieland.
Every summer, right after school let out, the folks would take our family to the homeland in the south. Spending 3 days on a highway with 5 kids could be a pain, but it was only 20 hours if we traveled there by train. At the Rock Island Depot, we catch the Golden State and ride along the Mississippi, making Kansas City late. And we'd run through the station, hoping it was not too far, to the Kansas City Southern and a quiet Pullman car. I can still feel the big wheels rumble with the rhythm of an old-time band. The backyard scenery flew by the window on the train. Said the folks were sleeping, not to make a peep. Soon the motion of the railroad rocked us all to sleep. And we'd wake up to the sunrise through the Ozark Mountain pines, and have breakfast in the club car, always neat and fine. When she stopped in Texarkana, she pulled an engine first. When she left the station, she had to do it in reverse. The club car was a-tailin', and we all played engineer as we watched the conductor drive the train from there. I can still feel the big wheels rumble with the rhythm of an old-time band. The backyard scenery flew by the window on the train. That same day at lunchtime, as Mom and Dad had planned, we reached our destination, Shreveport, Louisiana.
Spending 2 weeks with our kinfolk in the burning southern sun. But the train ride back home again was never quite as fun. I can still feel the big wheels rumble with the rhythm of an old-time band. And backyard scenery flew by the window on the train to Dixieland. I can still feel the big wheels rumble with the rhythm of an old-time band as backyard America flew by the window on the train to Dixieland. On the train to
Up next on Minnesota Homebrew, Dave Cofell from Waite Park, Minnesota. Now, Dave's been part of the Minnesota music scene for more than 30 years. He hosts an open mic every Tuesday at the local blend in St. Joseph, Minnesota, a venue I've had the pleasure of playing. From his No Substitute for You CD, here's Dave Cofell with One of Three on MHB.
I've been here, you know, and I've been there. her there. You know she might miss me, but I don't care. And if she calls and says she's coming around here again, I'm gonna pack my bags, grab the car keys, I'm gonna fly. Comes around here talking my friend. Gonna grab my guitar, head out the back door, gonna fly like a whale.
Dave says that he once met an old musician who told him that artists should have their tongues cut out at birth to prevent them from blathering on about their work. He says that his music is what it is. Well, here's another tune by Dave Cafell from that same CD titled The Hitchhiker.
Thank you. his face seemed strangely white, as though he only got out at night. His voice sounded far away, but all I ever heard him say was, "This is a road you shouldn't drive along if you ever want to get back. On driving until it's day, yeah, I will help you to find a way." Getting on towards dawn, I started to recognize the road I was on. Hitchhiker seemed to sleep for a while, his lips twisted in a smile. "This is a road you shouldn't drive alone if you ever want to get back home. On driving until it's day, yeah, I will help you to find a way." As I saw the first light of dawn, I saw up ahead my own hometown. Asked hitchhiker if he needed some place to stay. I looked over and he faded away. "This is a road you shouldn't drive along if you ever want to get back home. Keep on driving until it's day, and I will help you to find."
crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Our outstate artist of the evening is Rick Watson from North Dakota. Rick teaches pop culture, communication arts, and music history at Minot State University. Raised in the small town of Mott, Rick's been a singer, songwriter, and poet in North Dakota since 1967. He thinks of his songs and poems as High Plains Creole. Rick was named 1978 Dakota Arts Quarterly State Songwriter and has been published in Icarus, a traveling art show, Canoe, Lyrical Iowa, Northern Lights Journal, North Dakota Quarterly, and in a book, Relocating Praise. Rick spends most of his performance time in classrooms, church basements, coffee houses, and anywhere else people will listen. He's been called a strange fish in a small pond. In April of 2004, Rick was appointed as Lifetime North Dakota Associate Poet Laureate, along with Louise Erdrich, one of his longtime heroes. You can find his website at www.highplainscreole.com. Here's Rick Watson with a tune titled No Necktie.
It can make me laugh, it can make me cry. A woman I love you till the day I die. Sometimes I scratch my head and I wonder why. But I ain't gonna wear no necktie. You might get me to try on some of your clothes. Kinda interested in your pantyhose. You might get me to pierce a ring in my nose, but I ain't gonna wear no necktie. If I gotta do it, I'll tell you why. They put the noose around your neck and then you hang your eye. So keep me away from the just ain't my kind of social norm. I think maybe Sting sang that before, but I ain't gonna wear no necktie. And if I gotta do it, I'll show.
That was Rick Watson from his Bag Daddy Dakota CD. Here's one from his Bone Town Flappers album called Grass It Grows. Rick Watson from North Dakota.
If you don't know by now, they come and go. A blue moon comes and goes, but the grass, it grows and grows, grows and grows. There's a rope waiting for me. I'm a crackpot prophet, you see. I know what's coming next, and knock on the door and the hex. A rock through your window, a tick-tock and a woe. Ignorant bliss in all your dough. Yes, there's a hope waiting for me. It's a road away from a lonely place. Same as here, but with more grace. Cracked glass in the alley, a wheat field in the valley. Sirens screaming at night. Get your soul pure and tight. And if you don't know by now, the leaves come and go, the blue moon comes and goes, but the grass it grows and grows. Yes, the grass grows and grows. There's a noose waiting for you. A single tree bitten by winter. The men and women we are, we need a hint of her. The fool you are leaps up and says, oh, there's a change coming. It's full of happy days. But the lazy man in you says, get down and hide. There's a noose waiting for me. I had a friend, he wouldn't hide. He was a carpenter, and he died. Together we walked these lonely streets, through the wars and empty seats. I'm his living brother, and I've never done one good thing in my life but sing.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yes, it's time for beer news, and this comes from an internet site called Newser, Read Less, Know More, and it was posted May 20th, 2015. Mark Behrens of Nebraska celebrated a milestone rare among men this week. He turned 110, qualifying him for super centenarian status. The majority of people who reach that mark are women, notes Omaha.com. As for that inevitable question about the secret to his longevity, Behrens has a pretty good answer. Beer. He always told everybody the reason he lived so long is drinking one can of beer every day at 3 p.m., says daughter Lois. He favors Miller, but would be happy with whatever kind was around. Behrens is Nebraska's oldest living resident and quite possibly the oldest man in the nation, notes the website. That part's a little unclear, however, because a California man claims to be 116 and an Illinois man 112, though their age records, unlike those of Behrens, cannot be verified by the National Gerontology Research Group. Behrens lived his first 60 years on a farm, raising 7 kids with wife Irene before moving to the city, reports the Lincoln Journal-Star. He was still driving his pickup until a few years ago, and technically, his driver's license doesn't expire until his next birthday. Well, there you go, folks. Beer is a secret. for longevity. Gee, I wonder how long he'd live if he drank craft beer. That was Lucky 19 by Vernon Dixon, the brilliant collaboration of Katie Vernon Thomasberg and Drew Dixon. They boast original songs with tight harmonies, steeped in honky-tonk and country blues, backed by an all-star band featuring fiddle and pedal steel guitar. Vernon Dixon with Lucky 19. We're going to do another song by them because it's Twin Spin Night. Here's Walked All Night Long.
Oh,
I'm a long way from okay. Still I'm better than before. I cleared the lightning from my head and I crawled up off the floor. I got rid of all the guns and I flushed down all the pills. I finally made my way to bed. I got the shakes, I got the chills, and I ain't thinking clear. No, I ain't thinking clear. I'm running on. Man, I just can't get no traction, and I'm avoiding all the men. And all I'm hearing now is static. Just how the hell did I get here? I ain't thinking clear. No, I ain't thinking.
That was Running on Pure Fear by Martin Zeller and the Hardways. Formerly of the Gear Daddies, Martin Zeller has opened for many national acts, including Neil Young, Nick Lowe, the Doobie Brothers, and Train. He now resides in Mexico, at least the last we knew, but we still celebrate the music of this talented guy from Minnesota. And newsflash, Martin Zeller will be the main act at Riverfest Friday, August 1st. You'll want to stop down and hear Martin Zeller. I don't know if the Hardways are with him or if he has another act, but definitely worth checking out. Martin Zeller up next with a tune titled Seven Shades of Blue on Minnesota Homebrew.
Bloody Mary mornings, 10 to 12 afternoons. I know a train is coming, yeah, I know it's coming soon. And I'm not sure if I'm searching for or if I'm running from, but I do know that I'm all alone. You call my name, I come to you and make you see. No one could love you more than me. My poor aches for you. Worn down to seven shades of blue. And I know that I've been missing them, been doing this.
stupid things. And it weighs me down with all the baggage being stupid brings. But I don't wanna be like this. It isn't who I am. I know if I could be with you, I'd be a better man, a better man. Just for you. No one could love you like I do. My poor heart longs for you. Worn out of seven shades of blue. Well, I think you might be lonely, and you know I'm lonely too. Could be lonely together, share the silence, me and you. If I could just be next to you, lay there quietly, and listen to your heartbeat, girl, that'd be enough for me. Enough for me to be with you. No one could love you like I do.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us here on Minnesota Homebrew this evening. Hope you enjoyed our Twin Spins show. We'll be back again next week with a show dedicated strictly to members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Don't forget, you can email your songs to minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com. Include a bio, credit all songwriters, and please, no naughty songs. Check out our Facebook page and like us, and thanks for listening.